Hi there, and welcome to my very first podcast. I'm Nikki Thomas, Business Connector and Regional Director of B2B Networking. Today's theme is all about the importance of developing trust in the relationship building process. And during today's podcast, I'll be discussing this and some other useful networking tips with my B2B colleague, Marisha Reynolds. We hope you enjoy listening and perhaps pick up a few nuggets of information that you can add into your own networking strategy.
So in the course of our networking, we regularly come across people who are struggling to make their networking work, and we thought it might be useful to share some of our thoughts and some of the things that's worked for us that might actually help other people in their networking. So we thought we'd start off this particular session. One of the things we regularly get asked by people is they go to networking, they hand the cards out, they come home and sit there and wait for the phone to ring, and it doesn't. And they don't understand why. They're seeing lots of people, but they're not actually getting any results out of their networking.
I think that there are a lot of people that go out there and they have preconceived ideas of what they should do when they're networking. Nobody teaches you how to network, do they? You just kind of think, well, I'm going to go to this event and everything's going to be wonderful and people are going to love me, and if I give them the card, then they're going to get in touch. And they don't, because actually it's not about selling right there, right then, or very rarely, okay? You might drop into a meeting where luckily somebody does need what you do straight away and they're like, where have you been all my life? You
know? Yeah, and that's just a lucky moment, isn't it? I mean, you know, that those things do happen, but just not as frequently as we'd like them to. And quite often that kind of happens a lot of the time when you sell a product that doesn't require as much trust in the relationship.
Sure.
So quite often finds in a networking group that printer can turn up at a networking meeting and everyone will quite happily go, oh, print me some leaflets or print me some business cards.
For sure.
There's not as much of a trust experience that needs to be in that process. Mm. Whereas, you know, a solicitor sitting in a meeting, A, we don't need a solicitor like as frequently as we need some business cards.
Some of us.
But they need to go a lot further into the trust process before we're going to feel really confident actually recommending them to somebody else.
And also, as well, I think it also is very much a finding out what works for people and what is an introduction for people. So, you know, using the printer, well, a printer prints, yeah? It's even if it's a business card they print, we kind of know what that is.
Yeah.
But when you are talking to a solicitor, for example, or someone with a service, you might actually not know what they really do.
No.
So it's got to take a bit of time you to understand that. And I guess that's where the know, like and trust kind of comes into play, because that is exactly how it works. Yeah, okay, you know that person. Do you like them? Well, remain. We'll see. We did try, but we can't, you know, think much about that. And, you know, but then, you've got to work out what it is that they do. And then you can start to actually interact properly, I guess.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that we, in a lot of networking circles, we do talk a lot about the know, like and trust formula. But sometimes I think that oversimplifies the process, because it just sounds so easy to go, oh, right, okay, let's have a coffee, get to know each other and get to like each other, and then suddenly we trust each other. But actually, it's not quite as simple as that. You wouldn't go on a date with somebody and ask them to marry you in that same...
Again, some of us.
I don't know, some people might. Husband don't, I suppose. But generally... We don't. We go on a few dates and we get to know each other and we get to learn more about each other. And in the course of that, we start to feel a lot, you know, we have to build a much stronger relationship with somebody.
Yeah.
And when we do make a referral or a recommendation to somebody, we've got to have absolute confidence that when we hand that referral over to somebody, that they're going to have a positive experience, that it's going to devalue what we recommend in the future if, you know, we give bad referrals out for people.
Well, this is it, and I guess that's where the it is all about relationship building. And so the people that are going to networking that are just kind of handing out cards, it's not just about that. It's more that networking properly, as we like to do it, B4B, is that it's about relationship building. And that's when it starts to turn into business for you. So even if it is printer, actually, fairly sure, you know, business cards are not hugely, you know, profitable for them. You know, that's an in, potentially, isn't it? You know, they want the ongoing business. They do want that relationship with people as well.
They want the sustainable business. For sure. You know, it's all well and good walking into a networking group and going home with, you know, an order for a few leaflets. But if the difference is that the printer wants me to recommend them to somebody, so actually buying some leaflets is great because it gives me an opportunity to experience their service, which is one of the parts of the trust process, which is about you know, proving your credibility and your reliability. So if you order some leaflets, you at least get to experience that printer's business. You get to experience the people who look after you. You get to see the quality of their work. You get to see the, you know, the delivery, all that sort of stuff is a really important part of the process. So you will then be much more confident to be able to recommend that printer, which is ultimately what they want you to be doing. They want sustainable business coming to them. And you can't do that by just, you know, they don't want, just like you say, a few business card orders. They want some new sustainable customers. But by maybe printing some leaflets for you, you at least are able to really fully understand what that process is and feel confident in their ability to be able to then get to the point where you refer them.
Yeah, and that's an interesting point, actually, because using that same analogy, it's maybe it's not hugely profitable, but doing that one job for somebody could lead on to something massive, your next biggest deal. So you can't just look at some of this. I'm not necessarily saying you accept every part, you know, every piece of business that comes your way or etc., etc., but it can lead on to much bigger things. It starts off with, usually starts off with something small and it doesn't depend on the service, it could be anything, but that then leads into the bigger stuff because actually you've demonstrated that you can deliver and they're much more likely to start to trust you, take more things from you, more services, more print, whatever that may be. And that's when things start to build. You
know? Yeah, because I mean that is part of the process of building a reputation.
For sure.
Our reputations are massive. It's a huge part of the process. But they're not developed overnight. And there's lots of things you've got to do to, you know, to prove your reputation. And, you know, having a good, solid reputation is going to make us feel more confident about making a referral as well. You know, reputations can be damaged really easily, just as easily, by not actually being positive and doing good stuff in the business community all the time, not just about that one sale. You've got to be out there being a really authentic member of the business community all the time in everything you do, even down to the comments you make on social media can be massively damaging to your credibility if you're not being positive and you're not being open and you're not being proactive all the time in your business community. Every tiny thing you do is showcasing your ability.
Absolutely. And as well, I think one of the key things of, or the key parts really of growing that and, you know, connecting with people properly is actually about being consistent. And when I say consistent, I mean actually attending as well, or, you know, and being present for the meetings, etc. If you drop in once every 6 months, the likelihood is that you're going to get forgotten. It's as simple as that. There's a lot of competition out there. It doesn't matter how great you are, you know, how lovely you are, etc., how great your prices are, etc., and things like that. You still have to be present and people have to know you and be visible because you can get forgotten.
I think you can over-network. You know, you go to too many places, you don't build relationships because all you're doing is just meeting loads of people and handing out cards.
Yeah.
You sort of need to choose two or three networking places where you are meeting new people, but also regularly meeting the same people. Mm. And people kind of don't get this. They think, oh, I've just been to there and I know everybody in the room. And that's not really what I wanted. I wanted to meet new people. But all they've really done is sort of meet them. They haven't taken any time to strengthen the relationship with those people.
I agree. I think
that repetition, that consistency, that meeting people on a regular basis allows us to just keep getting a bit more from that relationship and learning a bit more and getting to know someone a bit more and becoming, you know, the know, like, trust thing actually is the process of friendship.
Yeah,
it's a business friendship.
Yeah.
And we're going to...
Yeah. Well, I know some of my members need to get a room occasionally.
we can't advocate this as a dating service. Let's
no.
Just
no,
that.
But...
Oh, you can.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a B4B marriage?
Yeah,
we'd like a B4B wedding, wouldn't we?
Buy a hat.
Yeah, that'd be nice. So, but going back to... I think you do need to see the same people regularly.
I agree.
And everyone's businesses are evolving all the time. So, sure. You're actually creating some kind of consistency in your month-to-month networking where you go to the same places and you see the same people and you take the time to learn more about them and get to know them and learn more about their business and vice versa. You are more likely to be high, you know, on the agenda when someone says, oh, I'm looking for someone who does such and such. They're going to, A, remember you,
but
B, have the confidence to recommend you. Yeah. Because that's, people underestimate that so much. They think, why aren't people giving me referrals yet?
Yeah.
Well, because you've turned up to like one meeting in four. When you do turn up, you're disorganised.
Yeah.
You don't really know what you're asking for in your 60 seconds.
Yeah.
You rush in and out and don't really spend that much time. So actually, everybody's just really turned off you in the meeting. They just you're not seen to be an active member.
Mm.
You aren't seen to be doing something proactive for your group. Mm. And why would anybody want to recommend you? Your credibility and your reliability is pretty low down on the agenda.
Sure, and back to the being consistent and meeting the same people. I think that's an interesting thing because we're all busy people, and much as we all try and be present for meetings and listening to what's going on around us, it depends on your frame of mind as to what bits you pick up or how it's phrased in that last 60 seconds or that showcase or whatever it is where that person's speaking. Just maybe you may have heard them speak for the last, every week for the last year, but they just say something in a slightly different way, and that then triggers, well, I know somebody like that and I can refer you to them, or vice versa. And that's happened so many times, and that wouldn't happen without that consistency and without that, like you say, friendship, I guess, really, and being able to just say, oh, hang on, what did you just say there? And then I think that's another thing I really strongly believe in, is people just asking questions.
Yeah. And actually, when you've developed those friendships in within your networking meetings, you feel much more comfortable going up and saying, hey, Marisha, will you recommend me to such and such?
Or,
where are you going this week, Marisha? Is there someone you know, and you say, oh, I'm going to see X customer, and I think, oh, I really want to get to know them too.
Yeah.
Can you take my card? Or, could you mention me when you're there?
Yeah.
You're much more likely to have those kind of conversations with people that you know well, who you've got a good relationship with, and you're going to get much more out of your networking.
Yeah.
If you're not just turning up, doing your pitch, standing there hopeful and waiting for something to come to you, you've actually got to ask. You've got to be much more proactive in getting those referrals.
Yeah.
They don't just come on a plate.
Sure.
The more proactive you are, the more likely you are you're going to get something from it. And it's a lot harder to ask someone you don't really know. It's a bit like in an office environment. You quite often get offices of people who don't really talk to each other very much, and when if something goes wrong and you need Bob down the hallway to help you out with something, or Dave or even maybe a female down the corridor.
they are in offices as well, sorry about that.
Anyway, but if you go down the corridor to them and say, I have this really urgent thing going on, I really need your help, can you help me? If they don't know you, they're going to be, I'll add you to my list. You've got a really good relationship with that person, they're going to go, oh God, yeah, of course, I can see that's really important to you, let me help you do that.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same thing. You're not going to get the proactivity out of people around you unless you have really made the effort to build that relationship.
Yeah.
And also, maybe have previously done something for them as a favour too.
I was just going to say that, actually, I think there's an awful lot to be said for giving. I think that's where it starts, to be honest. You have to give And when I say, it's, you know, people give to receive, it's not that kind of, you know, giving and receiving. It's more that I may refer to you or give to you, that doesn't necessarily come back to me from you. It might come from somewhere else.
Yeah.
But you have to put that effort in. And you, if I were to give you your next biggest client or a, you know, an introduction to your next biggest client, you will definitely remember me next time somebody mentions something that you know, I do or I might be able to help with.
Precisely. So, yeah. I think in particularly in a referral networking environment where you've got a group of people who are meeting each other on a weekly or fortnightly basis, if everybody comes into that environment to give, then everyone is ultimately going to get, aren't they? Yeah. Everybody has that attitude and leaves self-interest at the door just comes in to say, right, what can I do for the people in this room today? Yeah. If everybody has that attitude, everybody will get something from it.
Wouldn't that be nice?
And yeah, it's utopian. It can happen. It can.
It will.
It actually is so simple. And I mean, we can all fall into the self-interest pot occasionally.
Of course.
And you know, particularly when we're working to targets and we're desperate to meet things, you know, we all go there.
There has to be an element of selfishness. And by that, I mean, ask for what you want.
Yeah.
We're busy people. Help us to help you. And that comes from saying what you want. Don't pussyfoot around, because it's... To refer somebody who asks for anyone and anything in any business actually is a really difficult thing to do.
Mm.
Because is that right for you? Actually,
no.
Do you want everybody? No, I don't think you probably do, because that piece of business is not profitable. It's not going to lead you to something else. Actually, you want the big boy. Ask for it. I might live next door to them.
Yeah.
I might, you know.
Exactly.
I might,
your kids might go to school with their dads, you just don't know. And I think that is the same as is an important point, where we'll always create synergy with certain people in our meeting, which is obviously a really big trust orientated thing. Even the people on the meeting that you think, I have no idea how my business has anything to do with what they do, it just doesn't matter, because you don't know who they know. And then you might go and have a one-to-one and come away and just think, I have no idea what they do, really. I've got a vague idea. I know how to introduce them, but it's so far removed from what I do.
Yeah.
But they, in the course of the conversation, might just suddenly go, oh, yeah, well, they're my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And you're done.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, isn't it? You kind of go in, and there is, I agree, a natural synergy with certain businesses or certain sectors, and I guess it's easy to have those conversations because you're naturally moving in the same kind
of
circles.
Might even be where you start. That's how a lot of this building trust stuff is. They're all behaviours.
Yes.
And some of those behaviours could be things we've never done before or never really worked that hard on. So you have to practice it, and you've got to practice and practice and practice until you get better at it.
Yeah.
And that there's no obligation to get it straight away. Everyone will get there in their own time.
That definitely is something that you said earlier, actually. It's about being authentic, because actually it comes out. You can see it a mile off. And I think if you pretend to be something else or someone else the entire time you're networking, people can read through that immediately. And I think it's so important to remember, you don't know who they know. You have to be, you know, I'm not saying be careful, but yes, be careful. Because it's about it's about support, being supportive. Of other people in business or other people in the room, etc., because you don't know who they're connected to.
No.
And that is about reputation, for sure.
Yeah.
If you go off, you know, bad-mouthing this person, that person, etc., it's quite frankly, it's just not going to, you know, reflect well on yourself.
No. And the business world is a lot smaller than we like to think it is. You know, it's ridiculously small how many interactions there are between each other. You just...
very, very close.
But I think another way of building trust is it is about this credibility and this reliability thing. It's a really important part of building trust. Using anecdotal stuff in your pitches when you're talking to people.
Because
it brings alive what you do.
Yeah.
And it proves your credibility.
Yeah.
Because we can't necessarily always experience each other's business. Yeah, as a printer, you can experience it by ordering some leaflets and seeing the process, but we can't do that with everybody.
Yeah.
So, and quite often we kind of think we understand someone's business, but actually we don't completely. Yeah, and it's only when you tell little stories about people you've helped and what you've done for them and, you know, what an impact that's had.
Yeah.
And you know, even to the point of reading out the testimonial as well at the end, all of that adds to your credibility and helps people to see that you are what you say you are.
Definitely.
People and also,
like stories.
Yeah.
People tell stories. That's a thing, isn't it, you know? What did you like when you were younger? You read a story or reading stories, etc., etc.
And we learn from stories, don't we? Everything's about stories. Yeah. But, you know, if you're a mortgage advisor, you can stand up and just go, right, mortgage advisor, I do this, this, this and this, and looking for anyone who is moving house or you know, whatever. And that's fine, we get that. Yeah. But then if someone stands up and goes, right, you know, Jane and John blogged the other day and they had been turned down from mortgage here, and I spoke to them about this, and we got them on this, and we got them on this rate, and they've done this, and now they're paying this amount of money, and then they've done this, and that. And then we start to go, oh, I know some Jane and John blogs. I know people like that. So now I'm starting to get a picture in my head, and I can also feel quite confident in being able to recommend you, because I can see you've already done that for somebody. Yeah. So it's pushing me in the trust direction.
Yeah.
I might not know you that well yet, but it's enough for me to kind of go, do you know what? That sounds like the kind of thing I could refer.
Yeah, yeah.
And in time, and it does take time.
Yes, I mean, it does.
You know,
a lot longer than you think, actually. I think people think, expect immediate results. Even as we're talking now, we're talking about building relationships, having one-to-ones, making those connections. Even then, it still takes time.
Yeah,
and,
more
you know,
time than you
easily,
honestly.
Easily,
because I think, you know, people quite often go, right, you know, take an annual membership with a networking organisation.
Yeah.
And the reality is, it could take you a year before you really start to see anything from it.
Yeah.
I've had my B4B business for 18 months now, and I'm only really getting to the point now, having worked really hard and lots of networking, spent a lot of time building relationships with people. I feel I'm just getting to that point now where people recommend me. People come to me rather than me going out to them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, that's 18 months of really hard work. It's not two networking events and the business is handed over. It is a long haul. And I think that maybe does seem quite daunting to a lot of people, that they think, oh, but I need the sales now.
Yeah. And I think that's it. I think there are other forces at work there, aren't they, almost? There is the need to get this business in and ticking over straight away, if you want. So networking really forms part of all the other things that you're doing as well. But I think you have to approach networking the same way you would any other meeting. It comes back to reputation and credibility and all of those kind of things, and reliability. But you go to a networking event and approach a networking event as you would any other business meeting.
Mm.
Just because you're standing in a room full of people, or you know, whatever it is, even informal or not, you should still approach that as you would any other business meeting. If you won a brand new client and you were going to one of the first meetings, you would not turn up completely unprepared. Looking like you fell out of bed, not having done your research, etc. So why go and do that?
Because that's the point. You know, you turn up at your meeting and someone's invited a guest along and they are your perfect client. And they're sitting across the table from you and you've walked in late. You don't know what you're doing. You've not invited a guest yourself. Your 60 seconds is a complete disaster. And you're rushing and out and go, oh, I can't say, I've got to go.
Yeah.
And your client, that's the first impression they've got of you. That person could have been your big 100 grand client or something.
Yeah.
And you have not, the trust process has just completely fallen down the toilet before you've even started. Is that preparation thing is key, I think.
Yeah, it is. And the rest will follow. I think people almost, I will say to members, you know, that if you do activity in between meetings, whatever that is, you know, whether it be follow-ups, whether it be reaching out to people or connecting with and having one-to-ones, it does take time. Those things also take time.
They do.
So we're not saying you must have a one-to-one with every single person in your group in the next week. No, because that's just not going to be achievable. But keep some consistent things happening. But all of a sudden, you'll start to do it naturally.
Yeah.
And then you won't wake up in the morning thinking, oh, it's that meeting today, I haven't done what I said I was going to do. What can I think of on my feet? You won't need to.
No.
Because you know, you'll have done it.
No, and it'll just happen naturally. You know, yeah. you will come out of a one-to-one environment where you've had some time to get to know somebody, you've learnt about each other's businesses, you've talked about potential introductions, and then you go away from that environment and make those introductions.
Yeah.
That's really productive. Yeah. That's a really good start. The rest will follow. You know, the point where you start to pass actual proper business isn't going to happen straight away. No. It does take a little bit of time to happen. So, it is hard because people do want, we do live in an environment where we want things instantaneously.
I do.
Yeah.
I want everything now.
How would I survive?
That house isn't prime.
Wouldn't survive.
When you get to like Friday night and you realise that your kids are going to some birthday party on Sunday and you're there like Amazon Prime next morning, you know, can't live without these instantaneous things in our lives.
I've got like zero patience for anything. If it doesn't work immediately, that's it. I am furious.
I think that does feel like a stumbling block for a lot of people, and it does feel like the long haul. But we don't start a business to do it for 6 months. We start a business because we want to, you know,
I'm fairly sure I should be a millionaire by now. And it hasn't happened, so.
But it's true. We don't start a business to, like, you know, do a few months and then quit. We start a business because we want to be, you know, we expect to be in it for a few years. And if we want that to be sustainable, we have to put the building blocks in now. And if we do that and put the effort in, 2 years down the line, our business is going to be in brilliant shape. We're going to be getting referrals coming at us, and we're not going to have to stand in the wilderness and shout about our business like, you know, we are in the beginning.
And isn't that worth its weight in gold?
Yeah.
That is the holy grail almost, isn't it? People calling you for what you need.
Precisely.
That is, you know, that's perfect.
If you've put enough of those relationships in place that people are actively going out there and looking for work for you, that's where we want to be. That's working smarter, not harder. And for the sake of several months worth of hard work and building relationships and being genuine and giving back to your business community, you can really get the rewards for it at the end.
Yeah. And it's the same for, it's obviously we're talking about B2B, you know, it primarily, but we will both say this is the same for any networking.
It is.
Know, whatever networking you commit to do, actually commit to do it.
Yes.
You know, and whether it's an informal drop-in, drop-out kind of thing, that it's so cliche, but the fortune's in the follow-up, but it actually is.
Yeah.
You actually take that business card, do something with it, and actually connect with that person properly, you never know where that might take you.
No.
And actually, you know, you might need them in
the
future. You don't know. You just think, oh, well.
And the follow-up process has potential for education at the end of the day. We don't know what we don't know, do we? We're having a conversation with someone about their business, might just strike a chord, and you think, I could do that with my business, or taking a bit of a nugget of what they've said to me today could be hugely beneficial to the direction of my business. Yeah. And I think, you know, it's a shame that a lot of people kind of don't get this side of it. I think it's really, you know, I always feel quite sad when I hear people say networking doesn't work, and all that, I've done all this networking, got nothing from it, and they're really downhearted about it.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter what networking you do. It doesn't matter whether you join, you know, with a membership or, you know, or whatever it is you do. The important thing to make sure is to have one person at least from every networking that you do that you actually strike up a proper conversation with and do some follow up. And that can be just as easily done on LinkedIn. You can do it anywhere. You don't have to be part of a referral networking organisation. Yeah. All we're doing at B4B is providing an environment. It's a consistent environment.
Yeah.
What you do with that environment is entirely up to you. We're going to provide you with all the building blocks.
Yeah.
It's a place to come on a fortnightly basis. An opportunity to do your 60 seconds. It's an opportunity to do a spotlight. Mm. It's an opportunity to do a learning point. It's an opportunity to set up one-to-ones and build relationships with some new people. And what you do with that is entirely up to you.
For sure.
That process can be replicated anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about having the desire to do that and the follow-through.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And also, I think a massive well, buzzword for at the moment really is accountability as well, and that's what the structure provides, doesn't it, really? You know, if you are networking and you know you're going to see that person every 2 weeks, as an example, then actually you better do what you say you're going to do. And the job that you do for someone needs to be a good job, because you're effectively going to face that person or the person that passed you that referral every couple of weeks for the next year.
And I think that's a nice thing about B4B.
Yeah, for sure.
As well, is that we do hand the accountability back to the group. Yeah.
We're not going to tell you
check up on them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we just say, you know, you're accountable to each other. Yeah. You've all got to look each other in the eye. So on a fortnightly basis, you know, do something for each other, and it's going to be a lot more comfortable environment.
I agree as well. And actually, we're all grown ups, aren't we? Well, most of us are.
Occasionally.
Maybe not after this podcast, but that's an interesting thing as well, isn't it? It's actually realizing that you need to be accountable, you need to put some effort in, etc., etc. We're not going to tell you off. We're not going to tell you how to run your business or anything along those lines. That's not what this is about. This is about realizing that the people and literally the network around you, and you know, because we do all need them.
We do.
Simple as that.
And I think another part of that trust building process is that there's kind of an element of social and purpose.
Yes.
And you know, don't be afraid to let part of that relationship building process actually be quite social.
Yeah.
As long as there's something going on afterwards. So if you've gone for a one-to-one and you've had a few glasses of wine and you've had a really good chat, actually you've made friends in that environment a lot more. And as long as there's something following through afterwards, which is, right, okay, we've had a really good chat, we've got to know each other, and now I'm going to go and introduce you to X, or I'm going to go into this place and leave your card, or whatever it is, as long as there's something that comes off the back of it and a desire to continue that process, then it's probably more successful. I think if you're too formal in the approach, you're not actually making a friendship.
Yes.
It feels like a business transaction.
Yeah, yeah.
And it needs to be more than that.
That's what we kind of really believe in, isn't it? It's that people do business with people that because they want to, because they feel that they're forced to. And, you know, we say that all the time. And that's, it's really important, actually, because you know, that's where proper referrals are passed, that you know, or genuine referrals.
And it's
passed.
Going back to the like bit in that formula, isn't it? But you have actually got to like somebody. And while we won't necessarily be best mates with everybody we meet, there does have to be a like in there. You know, I've got to make that effort to be a nice person.
This is what I'm knackered all the time.
Actually, there's a frightening amount of not nice people out there. And
I know, right?
And we need to find the people that are nice, who want to do nice things with us. That's it, isn't it? Let's help each other out and be nice and not be mean to each other.
Yeah, for sure. Supportive.
Yes.
Isn't it? That's what it's all about. Yeah, for sure. But I think trust is a massive thing. Yeah, like you say, it takes a long time to get that, and it can be destroyed very quickly.
It can.
You know, if you're not careful. Mm. So I think
once we've built that trust, we've got to maintain it.
And having a proper relationship does that. I think everyone would agree, you know, your best clients are essentially the ones that you have a chat with first, almost, and then business comes afterwards. And so if things do go wrong, which they do, that you can have a proper conversation. It's not just it's no longer a you're my supplier, you fix it kind of scenario.
No.
We don't live in that world now. It's a lot more, you know, we work together to achieve something. And that comes through trust, for sure, that you're going to do what you say you're going to do.
So that's all for today's podcast. If you'd like to continue the conversation, then please do feel free to get in touch with your comments. We'd love to hear what you have to say too. Of course, if you feel like you're on the same wavelength, then we'd also love to invite you along to a relaxed yet very purposeful B4B meeting near you, where you can develop some new relationships with similarly like-minded people. So, get in touch. You can contact me by email, nicky.thomas@bforb.co.uk. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn, or you can like our Facebook page, just search for B4B, East Riding, Doncaster and Humber. We hope you've enjoyed what we've had to say today and will join us for the next instalment, and we will be discussing why you should factor in one-to-ones to your networking and how to use that time effectively. See you then!